All right, go ahead, talk. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast.
No.
Do it.
No.
Do it. Say, you're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. Do it. You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast. TheWordBros.com.
Welcome to Word Bros. I am Kevin.
I'm Bob.
And we are interviewing a lovely, lovely, she would call herself a muffin, I believe,
yes.
Today.
After interviewing her, I really want baked goods.
That's what she brings to the table.
Yes, baked goods.
Melissa Fentz baked goods. That's what she should open the shop, Melissa Fentz baked goods. And she's a great, wonderful person. Been on the Word Bros season one. We had her on there when she had done Soundbox. And now she's back again to promote her Kickstarter called Nightmare.
Yes.
Which is about alternate realities, women of color and with queer tendencies. And they do things in alternate realities. So, and it also involves like demons and spooky stuff. So it might be something that you're into. So check it out.
Yeah, so head on over to Kickstarter as soon as you get done listening to her chat on this episode of Word Bros.
There we go.
All right, welcome back. Melissa White, hello. Hello, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're
good.
We're not drinking wine out of a coffee cup, wonderful, but we're pretty good.
We're close to that.
To really drink your wine is right out of a mug. That's how you know you're living real large.
Would that be considered a goblet for all aesthetic purposes?
No.
Do you think so?
That's a coffee mug, dude.
That's what I said at first, but I'm trying to give her an out.
No, like, that's no, like...
You know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to live this life. I'm ready to live wine out of a coffee mug life.
That's like working in HR. I got a drinking problem. I don't want anybody to find out. Kind of. That's what that
is. She got a cubicle with bottles stashed.
Bottles coming out of everywhere, just finding their way.
It's that cup. Why are you worried about it, Larry? Why are you worried about what's in my cup, Larry? Don't worry about it. Just get back to your meeting. I'll be fine.
So I'll do me. You do you.
That's right, Larry. Better bring your ass back to IT. I ain't got time for that. So, Melissa, you're here because you're running a Kickstarter. Yes, yes.
I am. I'm running a Kickstarter for Nightmare. It's my very first Kickstarter.
Ooh, congratulations.
For my comic. Yeah, thank you so much. I work full time. I have a whole full time job. And so I'm running this Kickstarter by myself. And I'm doing these two things. It's a lot of work, but I've learned so much. I'm so excited about it. And what's good is that the people who backed are really excited about it too. So
that's awesome.
That's great. Now was the planning worse or better than you thought it would be to do the Kickstarter? Was it worse? Was the planning harder, or is actually the running of it the more stressful part for you?
The planning was easy because I could go in, I'll make a budget. You know, I'm down with, you know, numbers and clickety clacking and everything like that, and letting the geometry flow through my mind. Geometry has nothing to do with budgets. Oh my God, I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, to be fair, you do have a pie chart probably, and there are different dimensions of the circle.
Aesthetics. There's aesthetics that go into it.
You know what? There's a geometrical aesthetics that happen. Yes, you're right. Thank you for that line there. But you know, It's like planning it was easy for me, but running it, I feel like, is a lot harder because I am not great at marketing. I'll admit that right now. But what's great is that I wouldn't have gotten into comics if it hadn't been for the community anyway. And the community has really showed up, showed out, and like supported me, giving me all sorts of information, giving me all sorts of retweets and boosts and everything. So, I mean, they're the ones that are really helping me, the unsung heroes trying to help me understand and get better at this process as it goes on.
So they're the real MVPs?
The real MVPs, no. Okay, because I'm sitting here with my mug of wine just like, I guess we're doing this tonight.
You are the real MVP. You came up with the idea, you put it on Kickstarter, you're rocking it out there, you're doing the stuff. Tell us, what is Nightmare about? So, because, I mean, hopefully people that are listening to this will go to Kickstarter. You can just search Nightmare under the comic section. It's right there for you. We'll have a link in the on our Facebook page and all that stuff. But what is this book actually about?
Nightmare. I mean, the quick and dirty situation is that it's about women of color supporting each other through PTSD, fighting demons, you know, dealing with government conspiracies, traveling to alternate realities, and making out.
That's a really good synopsis.
I feel like
there's a lot happening.
All of that, yeah, then you're gonna pass on Nightmare. But if you are into demons, conspiracies, a little sci-fi, a little horror, a little, you know,
making out with demons.
Oh, no making out with demons, but oh, okay. There are some really fun demon things planned. So I'm so excited to bring that to the level. So the book itself, so issue one is part of the Kickstarter. You get issue one for funding. And what you're really helping me do is get started, get gung-ho for issue number two.
Okay.
Keep this whole situation going, keep this energy going into 2019.
I love the energy and I love what you're doing here. So what you're saying is, like, if I go to Kickstarter right now, this thing is already finished. So all you're waiting for is just the Kickstarter to go so you can just send this stuff out and keep going from there. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so awesome.
It's great. It's like there's really no risk here. You're going to get a completed full issue. It's 24 pages of sexiness for your bodies, for your eyeballs, for your brains. Then you helped get to issue two. By issue two, you're ready to go. You know, you get that in your hands for the next go round.
All right.
And it's awesome. It's such a weird and crazy experience. And, you know, I'm hoping it works. I'm hoping everything works out.
So how long have you been working on Nightmare? That's a good question.
You know, I've been working on Nightmare. I actually am a fresh young muffin in the comics industry, just fresh out of the oven. And
freshly baked.
freshly baked muffin, fucking, only the top, because that's the best part of the muffin.
You're fucking baked. I don't know about the muffin part.
it's the coffee mug and the wine.
Wine level of coffee.
A Melissa White muffin has wine in it. That's for you trying to bake those at home.
If you put that shit on Kickstarter, white bitches would go crazy like that.
Oh my god!
It's like a cupcake that gets you drunk.
That is the best thing ever.
You know, that should be my Kickstarter. That's my next Kickstarter. Like,
Pinot Grigio cupcakes.
This is so good.
Sadly, there is no wine with my Kickstarter, though I do recommend that you participate, that you enjoy Nightmare with like a nice, rich, heavy-bodied red.
Okay. All right. I don't understand why you're sitting here and like you're saying that you're so new at this and you're not good at the marketing. You are just so, you have such a fun and dynamic personality, and like you always have fun and interesting things to say. You gotta believe in yourself, girl.
Yeah, you gotta ramp it up.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like,
y'all are sweet. Y'all are just the sweetest little tenderonis in the world. You know what? I'm still learning. I'm still fresh. Like I said, I'm fresh out the oven. I haven't quite, you know, this is my second comic. This is my first creator-owned comic. And I hit a point where, you know, I was pitching and nothing was working. And so I said, you know, I'm going to do it for me. And I think I was talking with someone, I think I actually was talking with you, Kevin. And we were saying like, okay, you just got to keep going. You got to keep taking those little steps. You got to keep making things happen, build your audience. Like, and if it doesn't work out in a publisher, you do it yourself and you just keep going. And eventually something will work out. And that's what I'm doing. I'm really at the start of this, like, this grind. Nightmare itself took me about a year and a half total to get to, you know, this final sexy baby right now, you know, and get this, like, in my hands, in my eyeballs, in my life. And now it's like, now that I see this, I did this thing. I put together, with the help of an amazing team of absolute cinnamon rolls, like, and now it's like, it's a real thing and I don't want to stop. I can't stop. So
can't stop, won't stop.
Exactly.
And now that you have the thing in your hand, mm-hmm. like, is that your prime motivation to get issue two done? Cause you need another one of those things in your hand.
Oh yeah. And you know, what's great is that I've sent this out to a couple people just saying, hey, you want to read it? You know, I'm happy to send it to you before the Kickstarter launched. And their excitement over the fact, like, I can't believe this is just one issue. Like, I can't wait for issue two. Their excitement helped fuel my excitement. My team standing me so hard, everyone that has backed the Kickstarter standing me so hard, has been a massive motivator to just really just keep this thing going. I mean, in addition to my own motivation, having found a medium that I love, that I already loved, and now I'm like, I can actually do this. I didn't realize that I could actually do comics before. I thought it was just something that old white men did. Give me a seat at the table.
Yeah, and with Kickstarter, it's cool because if they don't allow you your seat, then you just kind of bring your own chair and just tell somebody to slide over, and now you're in. So that's wonderful.
That is the energy that we were trying to bring in 2019, scraping the chair across the room awkwardly, putting it at the table and kicking people over, just like, make room. Your girl's here, your muffin's here, hello.
And she brought wine.
Exactly.
Hey, dude, whatever works, man. I mean, whatever works. Now, like, have you gone on, are you on Facebook or anything like that at all? Have you done any Facebook Lives? Have you experimented mm-hmm. with any of that stuff? Because, I mean, your personality is just so dynamic and you're so much fun that, like, I think if people see you, they'll mm-hmm. kind of buy what you're doing and get on your book, if that makes sense.
You know what? Actually, I was this weekend, I'm going to do an Instagram, Facebook, Twitter live situation where I just basically talk at people for a length of time about the book, trying to get people hyped up. Instagram is more my medium, I guess, in terms of social media.
Okay.
And I've gotten a lot of interest from people on Instagram. A few of my backers, a good percentage of my backers are from Instagram, actually. So shout out to my IG peeps. Hello, I see you. I'm liking all of your photos. like a creep, just going back to 2007. And so I'm going to do that this weekend. So anybody listening, once this comes out, if you're interested in watching my weird on your screen, you are more than welcome to join me in this sleepyhead party where we talk about Nightmare, we talk about horror movies, and I just get increasingly weird. And my mug of wine may or may not be present as well.
Now, if I wanted to do that on Instagram or Twitter, how would I go about finding you?
Well, I am the same across the lands. It's at Malisifent, and that's MalisiFent.
Okay.
Nice little pun there. I'm the same everywhere. So you can find me there, just, you know, on my stories or on the live option of Twitter, just hamming it up for you guys.
Now, you've had some bigger names in the comic industry try and retweet Nightmare. So tell us about that, because I know that that made you very happy.
Oh my goodness. That was so, I literally like bawled. I was in my office working on some spreadsheet and just started bursting into tears. And everyone's running around asking me what's wrong. And I was like, hey, what do we got? But Gail Simone retweeted her excitement for the project and her just general just yay. And what's funny is that I actually met her at MegaCon when I was, you know, helping a friend out with her booth. And I met her and she was like, oh, do you do comics? And I said, I mean, I did a long time ago and, you know, whatever, but it just really, like, it doesn't seem like an industry for me. Again, old white dudes. And she was like, girl, if you don't stop and like, and get you into comics, I was like, okay. And she and Greg Pak and T. Franklin, who's done Juke Joint, which is huge right now, and Bingo Love Comic, all three of them just helped me. Well, also, there was another little boo involved in the situation. Should I mention this, Kevin?
Yeah, mention it. Mention it. You need all the stand-in you can have.
Kevin also was like, girl, please. Everyone was basically just gave me the side eye and was like, if you don't get in there and do this, we need your voices. We want your stories. And so she retweeted it. It was amazing. Camilla Zhang from Kickstarter made it a loved project, like featured it on the horror section of the comic, so it's easily searchable.
That's wonderful.
Like all of these really, really great people, you know, totally standing my project and also excited to see me succeed. How do you not thrive in that kind of energy and that support from your community? And again, that's exactly why I got into comics. The community is so supportive. They really want me to win. That's
but wonderful. You left one out.
Oh, who did I leave out?
She asked you to do something for her at Heroes.
Kim?
No. Yeah.
Kelly is a muffin. Can I tell you about Kelly? First of all, she didn't retweet me though.
She did or didn't?
No, I think she did. I think she did retweet me.
I'm pretty sure she
did. I think I just became a dead person and just pretended like that didn't happen. I was just like, you know what? I can't handle that.
We want all your fangirl. So who are you speaking of now?
Oh,
full name, please.
Kelly Sudaconic.
There we go.
Basically, my sweet, sweet baby love, who I admire so much. She's... Oh my God, I can't even believe that I walked past her at Heroes and was just like, ha ha ha. I think I curtsied in front of her and started crying immediately after.
You did cry, you did.
I did cry. And then
you were amazing.
Like totally asked me to submit to MilkFed right off the bat. And it was the first time that anyone had given me like a straight up opportunity just to be myself. And I cried. And so her support, her like standing, her throwing it down, putting her money where her mouth is, like, again, absolutely amazing.
Let me tell you how cute Melissa is, Bobby. This is, and people out there, this is how cute Melissa is. Melissa is like, I can't go over there and talk to her. And I was like, yes, you can. Just walk over there and talk to her. You're like, and Melissa goes, you know her. Can you give me the intro? And I went, I don't know. It's not like we friends. Like she'll say hello to me, but that's not like we're friends. Like I'm just another.
Oh, please. You know? She had a line and she looked at you and was like,
And so Melissa and I go wait in the line. And then when we get up there, I go, Kelly Sue, this is my friend Melissa, because Melissa was pretending to be shy and didn't want to come up here and meet you. So I told her she needed to meet you because you're an absolute sweetheart. And she was like, Kevin, you're the best. And then she turned to Melissa and was very, very, and then Melissa's walking away. She's fanning herself. She's about to faint. Like she needed smelling salts. Like she was in Gone with the Wind. She was like, oh, dear Rich, I'm about to go. Like that's how she was. And then tears. And I was like, what are you crying for? She's like, you just made me so happy. And I was like, well, you're the best. And I gave her the biggest hug.
It was a sweet moment. It was definitely beautiful.
And it's nice to hear stories like that, too, because there's so many, like, comic fandom on Twitter can be so toxic and so negative and so ugly that it's wonderful to hear stories like yours, that what you're telling, like, people are just kind of coming out of the woodworks to support you and to support your work and telling you, like, hey, man, let's do this. Let's do this all together. That's a really wonderful feeling. Like, have you found yourself overwhelmed by, like, the support you have been getting for things like that? Like, doesn't it just kind of make you smile at the end of the day?
Oh, my God. Of course it does. Of course it does. Having fans tweeting daily about Nightmare and pushing for the funding. I said earlier, you know what? I made a mistake. I said earlier that I was doing it by myself, and that's a bold-faced lie. I have had...
Already?
I know.
It's the one.
Ooh, the one. I get one. And that is bad. It's really... It's the fans and the backers have promoted the absolute hell out of this book every day, retweeting, commenting, posting individually without me asking. Their kind of like support and excitement for the book is unfathomable to me. And it actually is quite overwhelming. Sometimes I sit there and I'm just like, I can't even believe how lucky I am that, you know, this thing that I love and that I'm passionate about, this thing that I bled and sweat and poured all of my heart, soul, and money into, has that kind of following, has impacted someone in this way. That kind of love is unbelievable from strangers across the world.
Isn't it?
It's crazy.
That was one of the things that Kevin and I and Drew and Walter would talk about running our various Kickstarters. Like, dude, how are, like, the amount of people that are as amped about this as I am, and I, like, helped forge it, and the fact that they're so excited about it, like, it's humbling that, like, people take your idea and even so, like, and they become a champion, you know, for you. It's overwhelming. It really is.
It was crazy because when we were doing Metal Shark, we would message each other back and forth with the craziest thing that we saw that day. And one day I woke up, I was going into work. I might've woke up to it. It might've been a Friday, but there was a Metal Shark in Japanese that Bobby sent me the link to. This like dude had said, I can't remember what he called, Shark Man Metal. I think that's what it was called in Japan, Shark Man Metal. And it was amazing. And he's like, do you see this? Like, it's in Japan. And I was like, this is crazy. We were both like, what the fuck is going on?
You know, but that's the power of these fans, the power of people who really love comics, that are excited about your work, that are excited to see it, and they're also emulating it. They're creating something new from it. Like, that feeling is impeccable, amazing, overwhelming, especially as a creator. You started that. You gave them that feeling. It's insane.
And I don't know how people, and again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm talking like cash shit about anybody or any creator, but like, I don't know how you can get that level of support and then not deliver on your book, if that makes sense, not deliver for your backers, because I mean, they take such a risk and they just, you know, they like you, they like your idea, they throw money at it, and then, you know, almost it seems like you're biting the hand that feeds you, and like, that's the last thing you want to do. And that's why I'm impressed that, like, if I back your Kickstarter today, I know that it says here in April I will get books, April of 2019. That's a very quick turnaround. So, like, do you already have these things printed? Like, are you just kind of sitting on them and then you're gonna get them out once Kickstarter comes, or how's that gonna work?
So I have the books printed.
Damn,
I have the books printed. I don't have the pins just yet. That's like, once everything is done, I'll have the pins. I really was meticulous on planning to deliver things that I could deliver, because I didn't want to overpromise. I've backed I've backed things that I love that they weren't able to do all the things that they promised. And I wanted someone, if they were going to put their faith in me, to give them something exciting, to give them something real, to give them something fun and tangible, that they were going to get that in their hands. And they weren't going to have to wait for 7 years. They were going to get something real, you know, in a short time frame. And the beauty of having the issue done means that there's no risk. You're going to get something. You are going to get something. What you're doing is really, like, and what the backers are doing and what they believe in is helping me make issue two a reality and then coming back, you know, into this world and living in this world, you know? And that kind of feeling to me, I think, is definitely worth, you know, for me personally, yes, it's absolutely worth backing this Kickstarter for sure. You get a fresh issue, you get some pins, you know, you get some music, you get to rock out. It's like, there's why
music?
Not?
Tell me about the music. How did that come up? Let's hear about that.
So I have amazing friends, actually. It's a surprise what you can do if you ask for help from your friend. You know, just a note out there, if you're struggling, ask for some help from your friends, and your friends will definitely stand you, as this experience has completely shown me. But I have a friend, Darius, who created four different songs for Nightmare.
That's awesome.
Cause brand new, right off the bat, like, absolutely down to share, to love, to create music. He's a producer. He's actually working on my friend's EP. And he was like, of course I want to support this. And he made four different beats. So we have a jungly, haunty rave beat called Schism. And then we've got Into the Nightmare. We've got some that has drums and then one without drums. So we got a little spooky 50s sci-fi vibe going on there. And then the jungle rave one, if you read the issue, if you get the issue, which I hope all of you do, we're looking at page 2. As soon as you get to page 2, you can feel that jungle nightmare rave vibe. So you are getting music that actually fits with the theme of the comic.
That's awesome. That's great. Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful to him for even doing this. That's amazing. Yeah, everybody needs a little help from their friends. And I'm lucky that my friends stand for me.
That's wonderful. So, like, I'm looking at your Kickstarter right now. You can go to kickstarter.com, search Nightmare. It's there. You've got 20 days. This will go up tomorrow. So by the time this hits, there'll be 19 days left to help Melissa and her project. I mean, you've got some good rewards. I mean, everybody should be on this book. I mean, what's not to love? Conspiracies? And can you tell me? Because I'm a fan of conspiracies. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a big, I don't know if you know the old radio show AM Coast to Coast, but I love a good conspiracy. What are some of the conspiracies that kind of float around in this book?
Well, how do I say this without giving too much away? Because I am a notorious ruiner of all things.
Okay.
So the conspiracies we're talking about, we're crossing alternate realities.
Oh.
Luz isn't the only one that can cross realities.
Okay, all right.
Definitely not the only one that is aware of alternate realities. So okay. When you mix, you know, different people trying to get control of these realities, you're bound to get into some crazy government conspiracies. So we've got some good stuff across multiple realities that I think people will enjoy. If you're a fan of Fringe, I think you'll be a fan of Nightmare.
Okay, I loved Fringe. That was a good program. That was a good one.
That was a nice analogy there.
Yeah, that was good. And see, you did that without ruining anything. So again, give yourself more credit, friend, because you definitely deserve it.
And you also underplay your charisma all the time.
Yes, you definitely do. Yeah, yeah.
Well, what do you want me to do, brag about it? Like, guys, I'm so... Actually, no, yes. I do.
If you did, yes. You would be Bobby Brands. If you did, you would be Bobby.
Yes.
It's hard to be that handsome and that humble.
You know, I mean, I need a haircut right now. I'm looking kind of rough. I got a big pimple too, so I'm not really, you know, I'm not at my convention best yet.
But. Okay, he's talking about me. Do you hear this?
No, I'm talking about me. Are you crazy?
He's talking about me being humble and, oh, you need to brag more. And meanwhile.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, that's all. I'm just, you know, it's hard.
See, I don't have to worry about pretty. I'm just the Ben Grimm to Bobby's Reed Richards, so I'm fine.
I would say it's probably more Johnny Storm. than Reed Richards. I'm not that bright. But yes, we wish you nothing but success on this book. We are so happy to have you on the show again. You're just a charming, wonderful young lady. We're so happy that you're making books and that you're doing the books that you want to make. And keep doing it, dude. I think it's fantastic.
It's great. And you know how much we love you, Melissa.
Yes.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you so much for having me on the show. If you don't mind, I'm going to give some more shout outs if that's cool.
Do what you want to do. Go ahead, man.
I want to shout out the amazing team that without them, this book would not be possible. Ben Worrell, who is the artist and who killed this cover. I mean, you've seen it on the Kickstarter.
It looks good.
It looks real good. And also, this is my first book. It looks like it should be in a shop right now. So I want to thank Benjamin Worrell for doing this, CJ Jeffrey for the letters, for the design on the pens and the postcards that are coming to backers. I definitely want to thank Raciel Avila Silva for his colors, the moodiness that this evokes and the vibe that this evokes is all him. And Brett Rupert for a fantastic job on my inks. This team made this sweet little muffin's dream come true.
That's awesome.
So I definitely want to thank them. I also want to give a shout out to the Blurred Girl for being like a writer for sci-fi and standing this book too. She's so famous. I read all of her stuff. So thank you for that. Yowza. And yeah. And thank you guys for being such sweetie booze. And
don't stop it. We were there from day one. It's different.
And we have, and I mean, like, if people are going to listen to this silly podcast, they might as well listen to this silly podcast and hear, you know, wonderful people talk about wonderful projects. So let's do it, you know?
Hell yeah. Definitely. You guys are the absolute, absolute best. And I cannot wait for Metal Shark.
We're not talking about us. This is about you. We're talking about Nightmare, son. We ain't got time for Metal Shark, bro. Kevin and I can do that when you're
going. I thought we were going to have a joint love sesh where we're just like, you're so perfect and great.
Oh, stop it. No, we don't need you to toot our horn. We can toot your horn. And then Kevin and I can toot our own horns when nobody's around.
Our horns in private.
Yeah, I don't want people I don't want people to think in order to come on the show they have to say like, man, that Metal Shark, like they got to kiss a ring or something. No, let's talk about you. Let's talk about you.
Okay, maybe I'm willingly kissing the ring, but okay.
No, I don't want to. I want to talk about you. I want to talk about the excellence that is you. I want to talk about like the rising career that is yours, and I'm really excited for you. I hope this book funds. We're going to do what we can to kind of get behind it and push it as hard as we can, because again, it's wonderful to have like fresh voices in this industry, and you are definitely a fresh voice coming at it from your perspective and stuff like that. I'm really excited for you, so it's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're the greatest, Melissa.
You really are. You're wonderful.
You're the greatest.
And so thank you for coming on, Melissa. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, for sure, guys. Thanks.
Melissa White. She is lovely. Her book is on Kickstarter right now. It's called Nightmare. Do yourself a favor. Go check that out. I backed it as soon as the interview was over, so I'm officially a supporter. I put my money where my mouth is, dude.
That means we both do, because I backed it probably a week ago.
Oh, well.
Ooh. Yeah, I had to do that. I had to
look at me. I'm Kevin Cuff. I'm so fancy and better than you. But yeah, Melissa's just awesome. Like, she's got such a dynamic personality, and she's so much fun.
She's so vibrant. That's what it is. She's very vibrant. She's Melissa's good vibes all the time, and she's very happy. And we have been friends since the moment we met. Like, we've been, it was just one of those things where like we kicked it and she was like super cool.
And I don't want to sound like a dick or anything, but you want people like that to succeed.
Yeah, you definitely want people that are like vibrant like Melissa and brings good energy to the table, and like she's always positive, and no matter what goes wrong, Melissa's always like, I'm going to keep doing this comics thing, and that's great. You know, that's the attitude that I feel like comic creators need to have, is like, okay, maybe no one's paying attention right now, or nobody's paying attention at this moment, but they will, you know. And that's the attitude she's got. Yeah, and it's very spooky. It fits her book.
Spooky mooky. So that's the show for this week. Next week we have on Jamie Jones, our man.
Jamie Jones, another returning guest. We have a lot of people love the show so much they want to come back again.
And we just have people that we really, really like, and Jamie is on that list. He's got a book coming out called The Baboon. I think he's going to be doing that on Kickstarter. I got the reader of it today. It's really great. I really enjoy Jamie's artwork. It's just so much fun. Jamie's got a real, like, he's got a real good pulpy vibe. And if you're into that kind of like Flash Gordon kind of style book, then this will be right up your alley. So we'll talk to Jamie next week. That'll be a lot of fun. And yeah, man, two weeks in a row, Word Bros, we're on top of it.
We got it.
And don't forget to run to your local comic shop and order Metal Shark Bro. February 19, 1949 is the order code. Go in your comic shop, tell them that you want Metal Shark Bro, and they will order it from you from previews, and it will be waiting for you April 24th. Walter just finished the line art today. We talked earlier, and I told him, hey, man, take the rest of the day off. You're good, buddy.
Is that what you told him?
Yeah, said, Walter, you deserve a nap.
I mean, dang. How come you don't ever tell me I get to take the day?
Well, I mean, we got to write these books. They ain't going to write themselves. Oh, sucker.
I was sad for a second.
Nah, son. You know what, Kevin? You know what? Take the rest of the night off.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, no problem. So, yeah, so we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. And we are the Word Bros.
You're listening to the Word Bros Podcast, thewordbros.com.